to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here working on our financial IQ, working to improve it, to improve our income, to improve our savings, to improve our wealth. This is a show for people who are like me. They simply wanted more out of life. They want to be wealthy. They want to drive a Ferrari. They want to be able to travel and romance their spouse and exercise and do all the fun stuff that's part of a balanced life. It's also for people who are dissatisfied with the current results of their lives. People who have worked literally 20 years and more, and they're still not in the financial position that they want to be in. I want to stress this. 10 years is a tremendously long time. 20 years is huge. Think about the fact that you've worked 40, 50, 60 hours a week for 20 years and you're still not in the financial position you want to be in. Hopefully you're waking up to the fact that what you're doing is ineffective. It's not working. And I know that can be painful because the ego does not want to admit that you wasted 20 years. It's very painful. But you've got to suppress the ego and look at the results of your life. Don't look at it as success or failure. Look at it simply as results. Either you're getting the results from your life that you want or you're not. If you're not, then you must change what you're doing the next 20 years. And that's what we talk about on this show, is using real estate to build wealth and passive streams of income that make you financially independent and allow you to lead the life that you truly want. Last Friday on the show, we talked in detail about putting the big rocks in first, about prioritizing your life around the things that are important, and the fact that most people, their lives are full of just garbage. You know, I hate to say this, but I better. They spend hours a day on politics. They spend hours a day in front of the TV. They spend hours a day gossiping. And they can't understand why they're not in the financial position they want to be in. Stop listening to the political stuff that's totally out of your control. Not all of it. I'm not saying to be unbalanced. You know, it's okay to listen maybe an hour a day or half hour a day or something like that. But make sure that 1 or 2 hours is spent reading and studying money. If you're having trouble with money, it's because your financial IQ is very low. And I know that can be an ego hit too. But don't let the ego get involved in this. This is just results. You're either in the financial position you want to be in or you're not. If you're not, then you have a low financial IQ and what you're doing doesn't work. And doing it another 20 years is not going to change that. That's a form of insanity. In other words, you work for 20 years, you're not in the financial position you want to be in, so you go, I know, I'll do the same thing another 20 years and it'll work. No, that's a form of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Well, a friend of mine, Sean, emailed me a story that Newt Gingrich told, but it's actually an old, old, old story that originally came out of Africa. And what it is, it's the story, well, let me just go through it. A lion is perfectly capable of chasing down a mouse and eating it. The problem is that the caloric content of the mouse is less than the caloric uptake of the lion chasing the mouse. He uses more calories to chase the mouse, kill the mouse, and devour the mouse than the mouse provides. So a lion who spends its days chasing and eating mice will slowly but surely starve to death. It will die of starvation. A lion needs an antelope. Now, antelopes are bigger, harder to take down, but when a lion takes down an antelope, it not only provides enough calories for the lion can bring back the rest and share it with the pride, their cubs, the males, whatever, because remember the females do all the work in the lion society. Hilarious, king of the jungle. So how many of you are chasing mice all day? You're doing little ineffective things that just don't matter in the long run. Now, I'm going to say something that can be very painful, because most people only know one way to make money, and that's a job. So they assume that the job is the antelope. They are wrong. The job, your career, what you trade time for money on, is a mouse. And that's why job stands for just over broke. Think about it. Is your job making you rich? Most people are living paycheck to paycheck, whether they make $50,000 a year or $250,000 a year. They're living paycheck to paycheck. Now, some of you are going, wait a second, if I made $250,000 a year, boy, I'd be in great shape. Nah, there's a thing called lifestyle creep. And everybody says they won't fall victim to it. But I'm warning you, everybody does. And it goes like this. When you get a promotion, and suddenly you go from 50 to 75 a year, you know what you do? You got to have a nicer car. Got to have a nice car. You're a prestigious, you just got moved into management. You can't drive that old ratty Hyundai. You got to have yourself a nice little BMW. And that little $200,000 home you're in just doesn't suit someone after you get your next promotion to $100,000 a year. You've got to have a bigger house in, quote unquote, the right neighborhood. We'll talk more about lifestyle creep and why most people, whether they make $50,000 or $250,000 a year, are living paycheck to paycheck. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free two-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Please be aware the phone lines are open immediately on today's show, because I'm kind of reviewing what we discussed last Friday, and I'd like to know why you're not putting the big rock of second stream of income into your life. In other words, I don't think anybody would argue that having a second stream of income would not be beneficial. What they argue is, yeah, but that's hard, Steve. It's this, it's that. I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of that. I'd like you to call me with your fears, your concerns. What is keeping you from going out and starting to build a second stream of income with real estate? What's your excuse, problem, reason, fear? Let me know at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You can also call me with any questions about your current real estate holdings or any questions you have about maybe a deal you're in the middle of. Just give me a buzz, 281-558-5738. So we're talking about this little thing called lifestyle creep and how, you know, a lot of you, you'll drive through neighborhoods and you'll see BMWs and Mercedes and big houses, and you're impressed by that. You think, wow, these people got it made. They don't. They're living paycheck to paycheck too. It's just they have a bigger paycheck and can afford the BMW and Mercedes, but it's still paycheck to paycheck. Don't forget, income is not what gets people into the 5% that retire. If you look at the 95%, the people who don't retire by age 65 or fail to retire by age 65, 26% are dead by age 65. If you look at that 95%, their income's all over the place. Now, this can shock you, but I know people who make $1 million a year that live paycheck to paycheck. See, they have to keep up appearances. They're ego-based, and they have to drive the Ferrari. They have no passive income, but they've got a Ferrari. Crazy. They've got the 5,000-square-foot home, the 10,000-square-foot home. They've got the beach house. They travel all the time because they're really not happy with their real life, so they kind of drug themselves with travel to get out of it. But again, it creeps up. Nicer car. Well, I'm an executive now. I need nicer clothes. I'm an executive now. I need nicer watch. And the next thing you know, you've gone from $50,000 a year to $150,000 a year over 20 years. And boom, 20 years of your life is gone. And you're still living paycheck to paycheck. This is pretty much standard. This is what's happening. You've probably experienced it yourself. So do not be impressed driving through fancy neighborhoods. The 95% rule applies there as well as in the $200,000 neighborhoods. So going back to the analogy, you have to realize that your career, what you trade time for money on, is a mouse. And like the lion, it's generally going to starve you out. The antelope is the big rock, to borrow from Stephen Covey. The antelope is your wealth. That's your second stream of income. And that's what you should be chasing every day. Through reading, listening to audiobooks, attending seminars, workshops, boot camps, to learn about money and increase your financial IQ. If you keep chasing mice, you're slowly but surely going to starve to death. So, you know, fitness is also a big rock. Romance is a big rock. Your spirituality is a big rock. An antelope. Let's call them an antelope today. Antelope or Big Rock, same thing. Fitness, romance, family, spirituality, fun and adventure, career and wealth. But I suggest you look at your career as a mouse, because it slowly but surely steals your life. You know, 20 years are gone, 25 years are gone, 30 years are gone. It steals your life and leaves you starving 95% of the time. So, and by the way, if you want to study this, grab the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and you need to read the whole thing. So I'm not going to tell you which chapter this stuff is in. You need to read the whole thing. Yes, it's a difficult read the first time you read it. You know, it's 500-600 pages. It's only 360 or so pages. But it's a larger size book. Yes, it's hard to read it the first time. But when you go back through it, it's almost like you have epiphanies on every page where you go, oh, I missed that the first time I read it. That's me. That's my problem. And then the solution is on the next page. It's just phenomenal. But the concept of big rocks versus little rocks, and you know what? I'm going to do this for you. There's a video of this. I just remembered that. There's a video of this on YouTube, and you can either email me, and I'll send you the link. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, or you can go to YouTube, type in Stephen Covey, Big Rocks, and it'll come up. And it's like from the 90s, so you'll know when you see it. It's very funny how different people dress and act just in 30 years. It's incredible, actually. But it's a lady who he gives the challenge of fitting the big rocks into a bowl that's already been filled with the little rocks, the little pebbles, and how she eventually gets all the rocks in by changing her paradigm. But it's a phenomenal example of what we're talking about. So check that out at YouTube. Just search Stephen Covey, Big Rocks. If you can't remember that, just email me and I'll send you the link. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So when we talk about big rocks, they have to be put in first, because if you put all the little minutia, the garbage in first, gossip, too much TV, too many video games, too much golf, too much travel. You put all those little pebbles into your life, and the next thing you know, there's no room for the big rocks. They won't fit into your life. No, you have to put the big rocks in first, and the time that's left over, you do those other minor things. Because again, I'm not against travel, but I am against friends that I know who are broke, who are traveling 6-7 times a year for a week at a time. You say, well, they must have money. Yeah, just enough to afford those trips. When they get back from the trip, they're broke. So, you know, all I can figure is their life is just miserable and they're trying to escape it. That's all I can figure. But some travel is okay. Some video games are okay. Some TV is okay. But not if you're not in the financial position you want to be in. Start prioritizing. Put the TV away. Turn it off. Read a doggone book on how to make more money. How to understand money. How to build wealth. Another great one is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. The problem is, and I'll warn you up front, when you read that book, you'll be ruined. You'll be ruined. Because when you see the stupidity of depending on a job for your income and the power of building a second stream of income, it ruins you. You'll almost be resentful when you have to go to work. So be cautious when you read that one, that you don't, you know, go crazy and quit your job right away. Make sure you got that second stream of income before you do that. Keep listening to this show and others like it so that you learn how to build that second stream of income and put that big rock, that antelope. You need to be chasing that antelope, not chasing mice all day. Okay, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Remember, you can always find us at GetTotalWealth.com. Be sure to check out our free sample class at GetTotalWealth.com. It's in the upper right-hand corner. I teach that myself and would love to meet you. We'll talk more after the break. Call me at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open for any questions that you have, any fears that you have. Why aren't you out there chasing that antelope? Why are you just, you know, going to a job, working 9 to 5, just paying the bills, just getting by? Why? What's your excuse? What's your problem? What's your challenge? Let's work through it together, and I'll share with you. You got to remember, I started with bad credit and no money, working 60 hours a week. My life sucked, and I was able to turn it around by changing the way I thought and acted about money. I spent a lot of money, I admit it, you know, 30 grand on education to learn the material, but you know, my Saturday class covers everything for $500. I mean, so it's not something that's going to break your bank. But anyway, give me a buzz. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or you can email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Let's go to some emailed questions. This first one is interesting. Excuse me, because it's asking me to define or name one mentor that who my mentor singular was, and you got to understand, I had to use multiple mentors. The reason was the guy who I thought was going to be my mentor didn't know how to do what I was doing. In other words, when I started, I had bad credit, no money. He had always had credit and money, so he went straight to single family rental. I couldn't do that, so he couldn't help me. I was doing wholesaling. So what I did was I bought Carlton Sheets program off late night TV, and that was how I learned to wholesale. So Carlton Sheets was a mentor of mine. I never met him personally, but I did take his, you know, I can't remember if it was $5,000 or $6,000, week-long boot camp, and bought his $500 set of books and tapes back then. And that's how I learned how to wholesale. Then I saved up enough, paid off all my debt, got my credit cleared up. And then I started flipping houses. Well, again, the guy I thought was going to be my mentor couldn't mentor me because He didn't like flipping houses. He thought it was a waste of time, and he didn't know how to do it. So I again had to go elsewhere to look for a mentor, and that was when I came across Tom Vu. I don't know if you remember this guy. This guy was hysterical. Probably 5 foot tall, Vietnamese guy, weighed about a buck. And he would just get on TV and go, look, I'm an immigrant. I'm a millionaire. And he'd have beautiful women on a boat, a yacht, not a boat, on a yacht, you know, in bikinis. And he would basically say, stupid Americans, you have all the opportunity in the world. I come here from Vietnam, an immigrant. I'm a millionaire and you're not. Buy my books. I'll show you how I did it. So I bought his books. Girls in Bikinis, Sell Things. So I bought his books and learned how to flip. Well, about, this was all the first 3 years. So by the end of the third year, I had met a guy named Bruce. Bruce Richardson. He's since passed, which is very sad. That was a tough situation when you lose a mentor. But he started mentoring me on single family rental. And he helped me move from flipping into single family rental. He had 80 or so houses. When he passed, he had like 123. And he walked me. So there's my third mentor. So first was Carlton Sheets, Tommy Vu, and really there were a bunch more. Dave Del Dotto, I read his work. More recently, in fact, why can't I ever remember his name? I just gave him 10 grand for his multifamily classes. Grant Cardone, I just spent 10 grand with him. I can't name one mentor. It's multiple mentors for me. But by having multiple mentors, it has given me a unique perspective and ability to help and serve my members because I've taken so many courses. I've probably taken 30, 40 different courses on real estate investing, and I take more every year. I'm committed to spending about 30 grand a year on continuing education. So in answer to your question, it's multiple mentors. And then of course I got to go back to high school. Colonel A.I. Thomas, U.S. Marine Corps retired. He mentored me. He had a tremendous amount of passive income from his real estate, as I understand it. And he was constantly telling me to build a second stream of income. Now that I think about it, it's like, wow. I've had mentors all my life. There are dozens of them. And the funny thing is, if you think about it, so have you. You just may not have recognized it at the time. It may have been a boss who taught you how to sell. It may have been a boss who taught you a better work ethic. It may have been a boss who taught you to be a more effective questioner or thinker. There are mentors all over the place. But I think Colonel Thomas, he was the one, what's one of the major things he taught me? Oh, the Disney World story. He knew my parents and I, he was very close with my parents, and he knew we went to Disney World all the time. And he had this story about having the right map, which later Stephen Covey used. But he switched it for me to Disney World. He goes, if you want to get to Disney World, you got to have the right map, blah, blah, blah. So he introduced me to that concept. Then I kind of lost mentoring for a while. Yeah, I can't think of any mentors between high school. I had no mentors in college, unfortunately. No, I take that back. Lieutenant Purdy, Navy. He was the one that kind of convinced me to be an entrepreneur. Yeah, I have to give him credit for that. So, wow, I'm sorry. I'm like almost reminiscing here. Bottom line is multiple mentors. And even if you hire me, what's your name? Marianne. If you hire me as your mentor, I will not tell you not to read other mentors' material or attend other people's workshops or be a member of another group. That is the most insecure, arrogant thing you could possibly do. I want you to get multiple points of view. And the reason I believe in it was because I read, we'll say Dave Del Dotto. I read Dave Del Dotto, read his books, listened to all his CDs or tapes back then, and it didn't gel. So I bought Tommy Vu, and it may have been the reverse, I'm not sure. But I read the same material written by a different person, and it all made sense. So there's going to be times when I say something and you hear it and you're like, okay, that sort of makes sense, but not quite. I think Steve's crazy. But then you hear it again from somebody else and they say it in a slightly different way and you go, oh, that's what Steve was trying to say. I get it now. And boom, that point is now a powerful tool in your life. So if you join my group, don't stop reading. Don't stop attending seminars. Keep going. Keep growing. Because, you know, I know I preach about this all the time, but there's only one way to coast. It's downhill. And if you're not reading and studying, you're coasting downhill. You're getting dumber every day because you're forgetting stuff. Unfortunately, we get older and we forget stuff. So if you're not reading all the time, you're dumber tomorrow than you are today. So I do have an example. A really sharp guy, I'm just going to call him Anthony now. He's a member of Total Wealth Academy. Anthony hires me at my highest level, consulting. But then he goes and takes a $3,000 class from somebody else on assisted living. That guy came to me with so much knowledge yesterday, it blew me away. Loved it. I'm going to take that course now. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Call me at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me, AskSteve@GetTotalWealth.com. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and we are in the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for me, you need to call me right now so that we have time to answer it. Call me at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's AskSteve@GetTotalWealth.com. Here's a question that came up a few months ago and comes up quite often. It's just a different way to ask it. It's basically, let me get the name here. Sean is asking in two paragraphs, Sean, and I hope I'm only finding one question here. If there's another one, I'll address it with you after the show. But his question is basically, let's hear the pros and cons of month-to-month leases. And my answer is always the same on this. There is nothing inherently wrong or evil or never do it month-to-month leases. But I'm a very time-sensitive person. So time is a major factor for me. All of my decisions I make off of time first, money second. Most people, it's the reverse. They make their money's based off of their decisions based off of money, time second. But I'm time sensitive, meaning simply that time means more to me than money. Most people are the opposite. So I use 1-year leases only, no month to month. I have greater tenant retention this way and fewer move-outs. This results in less re-leasing, saving me a lot of time because I'd rather be at the gym or romancing my wife than turning over vacant property all the time. Now, the pro to the month-to-month is you can constantly be raising the rents the instant the market changes. So, again, that would be a money decision. Look, it's going to consume a lot more time, but I'll be able to raise the rents faster. That's a money or greed decision. So for me, I'm greedy about time. So I do not like month-to-month leases. And I'm perfectly fine raising my rent once a year as opposed to every few months, depending on the market. So I hope that helps, Sean. Okay, let's go. Phone lines are open. Just a couple more minutes. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Remember, you're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. This is Gina. She's looking for wholesalers. Wonders if she can... Okay, Gina's got a lot of money. Likes to flip houses. Ooh, has a big rental portfolio, too. Doesn't say how many units, but she does use the word big. So she's got her passive income, but her sport is flipping houses. And she needs wholesalers to find those deals. So Gina, absolutely. If you become a member of Total Wealth Academy for $500, you will get access to all of our wholesalers. And we literally have probably close to 100. So yes, you can find wholesalers at Total Wealth Academy. Your next step, Gina, would be to come to the free introductory workshop this Thursday. I'm sorry. There's not one this week. It's next Thursday. Sorry. Next Thursday, 6:30 to about 8, go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com. Upper right-hand corner will be free course. Click that and you can reserve a seat there. All right, Gina, thank you so much for the email. Okay, let's go to the next one. Has anyone ever used AirDNA? No, never heard of it, Kelly. I will tell you this. I will do some research on it and get back to you after the radio show. So sorry I couldn't answer it right now, but I will check it out. Okay. This is Ashley with an emailed question. It looks like she's doing buy, rehab, rent. And she's done a couple with seller financing and wants to know the pros and cons of seller financing. You know, Ashley, I don't know of any cons other than bad terms. If they're putting a balloon on you, a 5-year balloon, if they're hitting you with high interest rates, if they're hitting you with a lot of points up front, that's the only way seller financing could be a problem. Because seller financing, when you're buying, now I don't like seller financing my properties to somebody because I lose 3 different ways that the property makes me money. I lose those 3 ways. But if you're buying with seller financing, this is a wonderful way to do it. You generally don't need any credit. A lot of them are zero down. Well, a lot, maybe 10, 15%. But out of 100, that's 10 or 15 deals. So yeah, I love seller financing when you're buying, but I would never, ever seller finance one of my homes to somebody else. But I will certainly buy a property seller financing. I've bought up to 40 units on owner financing before. Yeah, I think 42 units was the biggest that I ever bought on owner financing. Once you get past that, you know, once you get past 50 units, that's a pretty sophisticated buyer. You're not going to get a lot of owner financing on stuff that big. All right, Ashley, thank you so much for the email. Let's go to the next email. That one is Justin. Wow. I'll have to get with you after the radio show. I can answer one of these questions. Yes, we have unlimited, in our two-year membership, we have unlimited consulting for the 2 years. So as you're doing your deals, whether you do one deal or 50 deals in 2 years, yes, we will consult you on, coach you on every single deal. There's no limit. Yeah, that's covered in the $500 price. And yeah, I'll still reach out to you afterwards. Those personal issues that you have, I don't think are real, meaning they're not going to stop you from doing what you want, what your goal is, Justin, and we can help you. So please don't be discouraged. You can get past that stuff, and I'll address that with you one-on-one after the radio show. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, Texas commercial lender, there's two big ones. The first is Copeland. I'm trying to think of his first name. I will respond to you. But anybody who's looking at it, just Google commercial lending Copeland. I believe it's racopeland.com. racopeland.com. The second one is, give me just a second, Old Capital out of Dallas. Old Capital. Both of those groups are extremely credible. They probably have between 40 and 200 sources for loans. So you're going to get the best deal possible from either of them. But be sure to talk to both of them and see who you're the most comfortable with. Copeland is a super nice guy. The people at Old Capital are super nice, but Copeland is right here in Houston. He may be a little bit easier to deal with, so but check them both out because the Old Capital has a presence here as well. Let's see. Does it say how many units? Doesn't say how many units. Okay, the number 8 million. What is this? $8 million. Oh, that's a down payment. Okay, so that's probably a $24 million property. So that's probably 250 to 350 units. That's a big project. Make sure you know what you're doing, Jake. If you need some help, please come see me because I've done up to 4,000 units and that's what I do. I consult people like yourself who are getting ready to buy commercial property so that they do it right the first time. Okay, everybody, I really appreciate you listening. Remember that my email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And remember, make sure you're chasing antelopes, not mice. Thanks.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.